Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 3 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild afternoon across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the weather is warm, with clear skies, perfect for a walk outside. Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa is slightly cooler, with some clouds rolling in. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu says a weakened Iran and a strong Israel could lead to more peace deals. This comes from JNS earlier this hour. Also, Israel labels Gaza's planned handover of authority as a spin to buy time. This comes from Ynet in the past hour. Also this hour, dozens perish in the deadliest clash between Houthis and Yemeni forces since last year. That's according to I-24 News from earlier this hour. Separately, Israel and Greece have launched an air exercise showcasing advanced aircraft, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew in the past hour. And finally, a report from Australian Jewish News from earlier today highlights how Dubai and Tel Aviv are building for the future, driven by different motivations. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, sharing insights on social media minutes ago, noted that Prime Minister Netanyahu confirmed no date yet for a meeting with Trump. He also emphasized Iran's weakened state and aspirations to expand the Abraham Accords. In a post from earlier, I24NEWS English reported Foreign Minister Saar's remarks condemning comments made by the Turkish foreign minister as a clear call for genocide. Saar highlighted the historical implications for the Jewish community. The Board of Peace, an organization focused on regional governance, stated minutes ago that the dissolution of Gaza's emergency committee should be judged by actions, not promises. They stress the importance of comprehensive governance for Gaza's future. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's remarks. According to JNS, the Prime Minister refuted claims that Israel is in a constant state of war. He believes that a strong Israel and a weakened Iran can pave the way for further peace agreements. This perspective may influence future diplomatic engagements in the region. Turning to the situation in Gaza, Ynet reports tensions around the transfer of authority in Gaza. Israeli officials suspect this is a tactic by Hamas to delay real change. The resignation of the head of Gaza's emergency committee adds complexity to the situation. This could impact humanitarian efforts and governance in the area. Meanwhile, in Yemen, I-24 News details the recent escalation between Houthi rebels and Yemeni forces. The conflict has resulted in significant casualties. This raises concerns about the fragile truce established last year. The potential breakdown of peace could have far-reaching implications for regional stability. In other news, Israel Hayom Hebrew covers Israel and Greece's joint air exercise. This military cooperation comes amid tensions with Turkey. It highlights the strategic alliances forming in the Mediterranean. Such exercises enhance defense capabilities and regional partnerships. Finally, the Australian Jewish News explores the contrasting futures of Dubai and Tel Aviv. While both cities are focused on growth, their motivations differ. This reflects broader regional dynamics and aspirations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the merger between Israel Aerospace Industries and Elta has gained government approval. This aims to streamline operations and reduce bureaucracy within the aerospace sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares news of 10 new branches of discount chains set to open. This expansion, valued at 150 million shekels, is expected to benefit consumers in Beit Shemesh and beyond. And finally, CTech reveals that Irani Corp is investing $50 million into AI technology for retail. The initiative aims to enhance customer experience and optimize supply chains through advanced digital solutions. That's your Israel 18 news update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.